East Coast Radio News Watch. News, traffic, weather.
The National Freedom Party has labelled the government of provincial unity the government of corruption. The party, which is part of the GPU, recently made its unhappiness about the multi-party government known. It's called KZN Premier Tami Ntuli's leadership into question, claiming he's done nothing about the serious allegations of corruption and irregular expenditure plaguing several departments, including education and health. The NFP says along with Ntuli, Sipho Hlumuka and Nomagugu Simelane should be removed as MECs. Party President Ivan Barnes has accused the Premier of turning a blind eye.
IFP is just confronted by 18% of the mistake. And when they wanted premiership, they came here and asked us to go to meetings.
The NFP confirmed at yesterday's media briefing that the MK party had invited its leaders to a meeting saying it would go. At a KZN cabinet Lakotla last month, Ntuli stressed that the provincial government remains stable and focused on service delivery and anti-corruption efforts. The Premier said last week that the provincial government's attention is on delivering services, not political squabbles or power struggles. Now, the Proteas women are a game away from making history. South Africa will today face India in the Cricket Women's World Cup final in Mumbai. The team qualified by defeating England women by 125 runs on Wednesday. KZN and Dolphins cricket CEO Heinrich Strydom says the team's game has been impressive for a few years.
I mean, it's reached multiple playoff matches in various World Cup or various tournaments. I think there's a group of individual players as well that if you pick World 11s, they might be in those teams as well.
He says the profile of women's cricket is rising, even on a local level.
We've got a big development program going. Our pipeline is certainly going along nicely, under 13 girls, under 16 girls, under 19 girls. And then also our professional ladies team. They won the first 50-over competition a few years ago. And they've certainly been consistent in those top two, top three rankings in every format that they've played.
Here's what Proteas captain Laura Wolfart had to say during the pre-match conference.
Yeah, it's going to be a very tough game. I think, you know, with the whole crowd behind India, probably a sold-out stadium, it's going to be a very exciting opportunity. But at the same time, I think it puts a lot of pressure on them as well. They have the whole country behind them and are sort of expected to win, I guess. It sort of plays in our favour, hopefully. We're very excited for the game. They're a very good side. We're going to have to play some really good cricket to beat them, but we're really excited for the opportunity.
A match gets underway at 11:30 this morning, our time. And French police have arrested two more suspects linked to the jewel heist at the Louvre. Prosecutors say the woman and man, both in their late 30s, are facing charges including complicity in organized crime and conspiracy with a view to preparing a crime. Three others taken into custody last week were released. This brings to four the number of suspects nabbed in connection with last month's robbery. Thieves armed with power tools raided the world's most visited art museum, taking just 7 minutes to steal jewelry worth more than $100 million. A look at our lead story. The National Freedom Party has labelled the government of provincial unity the government of corruption. You've been with the East Coast Radio Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.